Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
With the bank holiday weekend upon us, Gardaí have issued a renewed road safety appeal. So far this year, 48 people have died on Irish roads, with one in three of those victims under the age of 30. A nationwide Gardaí road safety operation is now underway and will run until next Tuesday, with heavy traffic expected across the country. Ralph Regal is with me on the line now, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. And Ralph, you've been writing extensively about this, so you might just take us through the figures. And I mentioned there are a third of all fatalities on the road this year amongst the under 30s.
Yeah, and it is a significant element of concern, is the number of serious accidents that are involving young drivers. And there's other aspects that are also a great concern, Claire. Like, for instance, if you take this, 48 people have died on Irish roads this year. Almost half have been vulnerable road users. And by vulnerable, I mean pedestrians, e-scooter users, motorcyclists, pedal cyclists and pillion passengers. And that's a horrifically high level. And it just goes to show that I think that the need for people to be aware that the most important thing for every single person who's travelling this Easter is to get to your destination safely, and also that there's no major incidents on the road. And what the guards are saying is, slow down, allow, you know, be conscious of the fact that there's vulnerable road users out there, check that your vehicles are properly maintained, and never, ever, ever get behind the wheel of a car under the influence of either drink or drugs.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the statistics around the younger road users, what are the guards saying to us about driver behaviour, but also the message on road safety maybe not getting through in the way that it should?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be a constant theme over recent months and years, is that despite numerous safety campaigns about people slowing down, you know, if you see the speed limit is 100 kilometres an hour, that does not mean you drive at 100 kilometres an hour. It means you adjust your driving for the road conditions. So it could be rain, it could be frost, it could be blustery wind conditions, and that people are basically just driving too fast. There's also a number of other areas of concern, most notably highlighted by, I mean, there's been great work done by Susan Gray and Park, the Road Safety Campaign Group, and they've highlighted, you know, the number of young drivers who are on learner permits who still drive unaccompanied. Their permit requires them to have a licensed driver in the vehicle with them, and yet a significant number of people are still getting behind the wheel of a car. Inexperienced drivers putting themselves in positions where, you know, their skill or their experience is maybe not up to the conditions and the speed they're driving at.
Yeah, and Jane Humphreys, who's the chief superintendent of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, saying that there's still some way to go to get young drivers to heed the law, which is a very stark message. You mentioned there as well the growing number of deaths involving the vulnerable road users, so pedestrians, those on bikes and so on. Is there some discussion underway now about special campaigns to highlight that?
Yeah, indeed there is, Claire. I mean, there's a lot of concern both within the Road Safety Authority, the Gardaí, and road safety campaigners to actually get campaigns underway to remind people that you know, if you're driving a car, you have a certain element of protection. But if you're talking about a pedestrian, if you're talking about a motorcyclist or a cyclist, any collision over a specific speed will inevitably involve either fatalities or very, very serious injuries. I mean, if you take just motorcyclists alone, like, we've had 7 motorcyclists die on the roads this year. That's 7 out of 48 total deaths. Motorcyclists account for just about 1.7% of all licensed road vehicle users in the state, and yet they're accounting for almost 18% of deaths. So it's a matter of major concern this year, the number of motorcyclists that are dying.
I mean, we have done relatively well in this country, bringing the road fatalities down over a number of years. Then we saw an uptick, very sadly and unfortunately. Has anyone been able to pinpoint what exactly is going on there, Ralph, in the work that you've done on all of this?
Yeah, it's a very complicated area. I mean, certainly, Claire, I mean, I've done stories about, again, a thing that has been highlighted by Park is the decline in the number of personnel attached to road traffic policing units within the Gardaí. If you go back about 15 years ago, there was over 1,000 personnel. The actual numbers have declined by about 40%. Now, the Commissioner, Drew Harris, has said, look, there's 150 Gardaí going to go to road traffic policing units by December 2025, which is a good thing. But the guards will point out to you that in years where Garda road policing unit member numbers have declined, the road deaths have also gone down those years. And I think it's important at times to focus a bit on the positive. There's 48 deaths this year. That's 10 less than for the same, 11, sorry, less than for the same period last year, which is a positive. It is a good thing. It's showing that the trend is again going in the right direction, but we have a long, long way to go.
We certainly do. And, you know, every death causes such hardship and heartbreak, not just for families, but also from the wider community. And you would have seen that in your reporting over the years. We all have in this job, just the reverberations throughout an entire area that something like this has.
Oh, absolutely, Claire. And I mean, you know, you could probably say between 30 and 50 people. There might be one person who loses their life tragically in a road traffic collision. But like that will affect 30, 40, 50 people, family members, classmates, clubmates. I mean, there's been some horrific collisions this year, and I've covered a couple of the funerals of those. And, you know, I think every motorist, the older you get, I think the more experienced and more wary you get. And every time you get into the car and get behind the wheel, you're basically praying, look, let everything go okay. Because when you see the trauma, the pain, the suffering, the misery, some families never recover from the loss of a loved one. Mm-hmm. So I think that should be front and centre for every single person who's getting behind the wheel this weekend.
Yeah,
drive safe.
And the reason we're talking about it, you know, this weekend, of course, it's a bank holiday weekend, a lot of people on the move, but the figures will show that there is an increase in road traffic collisions every weekend.
Yeah, there is. And I mean, certainly, I mean, the statistics will indicate that from about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on a Friday night until the early hours of Sunday morning, they're the major risk periods. And bank holidays in particular, I mean, I think there's only a couple of weekends busier. I think the June bank holiday weekend and Christmas is busier than Easter in terms of total number of people on our roads. But there's going to be a significant uptick in traffic and volumes of traffic this weekend. And some parts of the country are going to have challenging weather conditions. We've just heard that there's going to be a status orange warning for rainfall, right, I think, in parts of Wicklow. So for every single person, be mindful of the conditions. Allow plenty of time for driving. Be mindful of other road users and just check that your car is in good condition, good wipers, that the lights are working, that the tyre threads are properly maintained, and that you do have good and properly serviced brakes.
All right, Ralph, a timely warning for every single one of us who will be out on the roads this weekend. Ralph Regal there, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent.